All right. I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you for coming. Put your hands together for Stoner Morning Show!
People of Earth, we are also from Earth. I'm Sean, that's Ralph.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
That's such a great opening that I love. Just do that, and I remember we did it like 6 months ago, and I just remembered it today.
People of Earth, we're also from Earth?
Yeah.
Good.
Isn't it great?
It's good to be reassured. I'm sure you knew that, but it's still nice to hear.
But it's also, we'll never be wrong.
You know, what are some other things like
that? We go on the road.
Oh, people of Earth, we're also from Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
The other day I mistake Bucharest with Budapest.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's all right. Nobody was mad. I saw it. Nobody was mad.
Rich is mad. Our friend Rich is mad.
Nobody was mad. I saw it happen. Nobody was mad.
I just felt foolish.
That's fine. If you didn't do it, I would have done it.
Would you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one of them is in Hungary.
Wait, say that again?
One of them is in Hungary.
I thought you said one of them isn't hungry. And that, you just added a whole can of worms to my confusion.
All right. Well, I'll stop.
I think it pinches a little bit to feel uneducated.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Isn't it a pinch if you ever feel uneducated?
Yeah. I've started telling people that I am exactly average.
Average education?
No, just across the board. I am completely average.
Yeah.
I win as much as I lose, period. That's it. People are like, I feel like people are sometimes jealous of the life I live, but nobody would want to be me.
That,
see?
Wow. I want this moment to be frozen in amber. That's one of the most profound things I've ever heard.
I mean,
feels.
Get ready for more. I mean, I have things that
stocked.
I want to talk about. Yeah. Okay. What does anyone want to talk about? Is there anything that
is on your mind?
Yeah. Death?
Death.
Oh, okay. What about it? Ooh, all right.
Let's do it. Let's start.
Yeah, okay.
Let's hit it hard.
Yeah.
Let's hit it head on.
All right. Who wants to start?
Let's all share. Death. I'll say this.
I feel like I don't fear it as much as I used to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you feel when it turned down and the fear of it turned down? Could you name what period of your life that was?
Kind of. I mean, it happened a few months ago.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's a weird thought that I had that was just like, holy shit. It was like an anti-death thought in some ways. I don't want to say it out loud. I don't know. It was too weird.
It's interesting.
But then I was like, well, okay. Part of it was also, hey, I need to be comfortable with dying alone. Like, I don't know, because like we go through life fearing that. Like, oh, I don't want to die alone. It's just sort of like, well, I don't know. You might not have control over it, so just like prepare for it, you know?
I'm going to say right now that my entire up until I turned 30 was just spent doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Accepting that I will probably die alone.
Right. This is a comedy show, everybody. When I was young, my family...
I want to say, this gentleman, he had a look on his face like, no, I don't want the comedy. Keep going. Keep going.
Well, I was
going
to tell a joke.
Okay, good.
When I was young, my family moved around a lot.
Mm.
Sometimes we were in the living room, kitchen, we were upstairs in the bathroom, in the basement, front yard, backyard. In my house, like, you were always startled to find someone else in the basement.
Whoa.
I feel like whenever somebody else, when you were in the basement and someone else was there, I feel like it was always like, what are you doing down here?
Yeah. There's always an element, because the basement's always dark. There's always an element of you think something nefarious is going on and the person is just looking for marbles.
Oh, yeah, or something, yeah.
You're like, what are you doing? And they're like, I lost my hacky sack.
I feel like this happened a lot, too. Like, my sister and I would come home or something like that, and my mom would say, your dad is in the attic.
Really?
Wow. Just to let us know. Wow. We're like, oh, okay.
That is...
Don't be alarmed. If you hear footsteps from a floor higher than you usually do, it's Dad.
That's very practical, but it's also, yeah, it is. There's something strange about that.
Yeah.
That's not wrong. I'll say today... Yeah.
We'll get to death later.
No, yeah, we're in death.
No, yeah. But
to talk of death, my mom is of death.
Uh-huh.
She belongs to death.
Did an anniversary happen? Did an anniversary just happen?
Today is my mother's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte Janvier, Charlotte Jean-Pierre, Charlotte from Port Charlotte, which is where she lived when she died, Port Charlotte.
I have to say, I've seen photos of her, and she just, like, seems warm.
She does seem warm.
So I was right.
She is warm.
I mean, my mom was warm, too, but also, like... Kind of like, I don't know, not cruel, but just like sharp sometimes.
Yes. Ooh, we had a similar mom.
I think so.
My mom was warm and very charming.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, we have recently become very addicted to watching Judge Judy, okay. And I've just realized why.
Oh, wow.
Because she reminds me of my mom.
Whoa.
Yeah. Also, justice.
What a revelation. But, yeah. No, all important.
Yeah.
I want to do something real quick. We don't do enough games on this show.
Let's do it.
But the previous show, this is like a whole night of comedy shows, but the previous show, they did a fun thing where they had audience members just shout out Johnny Depp movies.
That show's that called New York City, Your Life is a Joke. It's a great show. But yeah.
That was very fun. But I don't want to steal their idea, so I just want everyone to shout out movies that Johnny Depp was not in.
Please. Please.
Just shout them out. Anything. Yep. Beetlejuice. Yep. Go in older movies. That's smart. That's good. Yeah. What was that? Yeah. You're all doing great.
You guys are really good at this game.
Yeah. I feel like we could probably do this like nonstop.
Yeah.
What?
Is there? That we have not seen that. Well, I'm sure someone has seen that movie.
Pride and Prejudice, right?
Yeah.
Next Friday. Oh, yeah. Good one. Yeah. Rush Hour, right? Yeah.
I feel like if we keep going, eventually we're going to get to the movie he was in.
Yeah. Nobody said Willy Wonka, which would have been wrong. Nobody said it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
All right. I think that's enough.
Okay.
We all found out we were good at something, though. That was great. Yeah. We have some guests tonight.
That's, yep.
And, but also more conversation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit me with
you know how, all right, I guess Elon Musk just bought Twitter for an insane amount of money, like $40 billion.
Yep.
And people have been posting things on social media. It's like, why can't that money be used to end homelessness? Which is very true.
Yeah, it's a good
but
thought.
Ending homelessness would take a lot of money, but I think it would take so much work, which I'm not saying we shouldn't do, but it's like, I think it would be harder than we think it would be, and that's why I think the homeless of New York City should unionize.
Unionize.
Yes. I think they should start like a labor union, because then they would show everybody like we're united. We're like we're doing stuff. Like we're ready. Like let's figure it out. You know what I mean? Like I don't know. It's a thought.
It's a good thought. I feel bad because my mind immediately doesn't go toward the negative, because I think, but it goes immediately toward, just like feeding everyone, it's like, what would be the mechanics of getting, of making that happen? Does that mean I'm being negative?
No.
It's okay if I am.
A question from Anya.
Yeah.
Or statement.
Fact checker Anya.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Okay, there's some disagreement. Okay, what's the disagreement? Oh, that it's just that, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do see those like articles about like this is what minimum wage is and this is what rent is for this state, and it's like minimum wage is like not enough, you know? Like, so you see that a lot. I'll be honest, I don't know how I survive in New York.
Oh, man.
I mean, yeah.
I feel very... This is something that I can say that is true. Well, let me say two things. One, a thing that I feel very, I'm going to say, blessed and privileged about is to be in a room in a moment where we can think about, at least for me, I have no business talking about any of this because I can barely remember my shoes or socks. But to be in a room talking about an idea and we can all have a bunch of different ideas or different ways of looking at it, and that is okay. And usually that's less true in other moments, so I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
What was my other thought?
You'll get it. Yeah.
That I am now, for the first time in my life, living in New York as an adult. I've been here most of my adulthood. It's the first time that I'm not completely, like, very struggling all the time.
Oh, right.
I'm like, I feel an ease and not like, all the time, and
yeah,
I can't.
I think I feel that. I know what you're talking about.
I can't believe it.
Right.
I don't. Sometimes I'm worried I'm not thankful enough for that because I don't understand how it's possible.
Yeah. I don't know. Does anyone else have any comments or thoughts to share? Oh, New York sells weed. Yeah.
That's good.
That's pretty good.
A lot of jobs.
Yeah,
I feel like there's a theme to all of your.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
That's true. Yeah, I'll be honest. I might have some in my pocket right now, I don't know. Just sharing. You know what I mean? The mind goes where it goes.
Yeah.
Like that's what I.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Did we solve it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
No. But it's okay.
We're not where we were yesterday.
Ooh, come on, man. That made me feel good inside.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time I feel bad about something, I'm going to say, hey, you know what? I'm not where I was yesterday.
Yeah.
I
have written on here the secret to comedy, and I don't remember what it was that I wanted to say. I will, but should we have a comedian on? And then
maybe a little jog our memories about the secret to
Kadane. Sorry, what's your last name again? Kadane Kalani. That's right. He just moved here from California.
Oh shit!
Give it up for Kadane.
He's gonna do some stand up.
Yeah. That microphone.
Give it up one more time for these fantastic hosts. Jesus Christ. Tiny cupboard. I haven't done a show here in a hot, hot minute. My name's Kadane Kalati. It's an Eritrean name. In English, it means hard to fucking pronounce. It's really difficult when you have a hard name. Like, I've heard everything. Kaidane, Kombucha. A motherfucker literally tried to read the sheet, my name off a sheet, and goes, Pina Colada. I'm like, bitch, did you even try? It's okay, though. It's okay. Mothers are the best comedians in the world. I just moved here from Miami. Any people from Miami in the audience? Let me ask it. Okay, Miami for real? Dade County. Okay. He is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Please step away from him. Of course, he brought up the weed, too. That's Miami for you. I love you, man. Hey, I like that. I like that. Yeah, it's different. Miami compared to here, yo, first of all, talk about homeless people. If I tried to practice a set outside in Miami, a homeless person would be like, shut the fuck up! I'd be like, fair enough, sir. Homeless person over here, literally, I've seen a man on the subway on 42nd playing the guitar with nubs. No fingers, no arms. How is he doing that? And I asked his name, Johnny Depp. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. You don't know who you'll run into here in New York. What a beautiful, beautiful city, man. One thing I do actually appreciate here in New York is just coming out of college, yo, the sugar mamas in Miami sucked, but here they're amazing. But like, I feel like here in New York, the sugar mama's like 63. She's got 3 grandkids. She's a manager at Duane Reade. Like, bitch, how are you supposed to support three grandchildren and my acting career with America's second best convenience store money, okay? Like, I don't understand. Now, I'm looking for the ones with the long cougar stretch marks, you know what I'm saying? Like, color Carol Baskins. It's not breast milk, it's eggnog. You understand where I'm trying to go here? It's fair. I do appreciate a couple of things. For one, wearing glasses, which, Sean, you understand. You understand. Right here, glasses gang. Yes, it's a movement. I feel like nowadays, though, when you're wearing glasses, people don't treat you with enough respect, okay? Like, nowadays, I couldn't play, like, regular sports like football or basketball. I got to play glasses people sports like bowling. Golf. The hardest sport I've ever played was a marching band, bitch. And no, not the high steppers, heel toe. It's difficult for us, right, bartender? You understand. On top of that, sex is difficult when wearing glasses. I'm going to talk about it. I don't care. I feel like when you have like a really aggressive partner and they're like, oh, babe, you don't need this for this. I'm like, yeah, the fuck I do, selfish bitch. Now I'm over here playing Bird Box with this pussy. Like, pussy! Pussy! Clap your cheeks if you can hear me, pussy! By the time I put my glasses back on, we were butt naked in the backyard. Like, how in the fuck did we get here, baby? Four-eyed energy is what I'm saying. It's really, I guess I could talk about a little bit about, let's see here. I don't really know much about sports. Anybody watching sports nowadays? Sports, make some noise. Some sports fans in here? Let's go, Heat. Yeah, drink bleach. I don't watch sports, you know? I'm more of a theater guy, personally. You know what I'm talking about? I've just seen Hamlet three times. Where are my nerds at? Absolutely. Clearly queer. Any bi people in the audience? Bi? Ooh, that's all we get. It's okay. There's a lot more of us, but you can't clap and hold your partner's hand at the same time. You're DL, not X-Men. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like when you're bi, a lot of people like to ask me questions like, oh, Kidani, you taking D or giving D? I'm like, bitch, the only D I'm getting is depression. And no one fucks me harder than them, okay? That's all I got right now. My name is Kidani Kaladi. Do I hold this?
Oh, yeah.
Right in the middle, right in the
Hang
middle.
Out.
Okay.
Kidani.
Hey.
Am I saying your name right? Kidani? Kidani.
You know what's funny? Kidani. It's pronounced, my dad's from Eritrea, right? It's pronounced Kidane, but since a kid, I've always gone by Kidani because I thought it sounded too girly. Mm-hmm. How whitewashed is that?
Ooh.
Culture.
Well, ish.
These are amazing boots. Are these show-only boots, or do you wear these when you're not, also not doing shows?
They're like, they're show-ish boots at yeah. this point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watching
you gotta have like a show boot.
Dress it up,
you know
yeah, definitely.
I didn't see them as a show boot. I thought they were just your fashion choice, and watching you wearing them, I was like, this man has a confidence I'll never have.
Oh,
man. Oh, you know what? I didn't mean to talk over that.
It's okay.
Great moment.
It's okay.
But I had an idea about fashion today that I wanted to share.
Shit.
I know shit about fashion. Don't let yeah. this Anna Wintour outfit fool you. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm colorblind. For those who are colorblind.
Hey, 2 weeks in a row.
I just put this shit together. It
you should
happen.
Listen to our guest from last week. He's colorblind,
also
too.
Also colorblind.
We're trying yeah. to start a movement. It's
yeah.
serious.
Unionize.
We want our handicap sticker. We don't even get that.
Right.
I could kill anyone on the streets. You know, a traffic light? That's like
oh, yeah.
easy murder.
Right.
And I just found out New York is not like, you know, what is it? It's legal now for armed robbery. It's not a criminal offense. It's not a criminal offense. It's definitely illegal, but it's no longer a criminal
I'll
offense.
I'll have to look this up.
That's a four-eyed fact. That's, I just looked shit up.
Yeah.
It is.
Do you remember your thought?
Yes, fashion.
Oh, yeah.
There's times when I will put something on and I'll look in the mirror and I'm like, I doubt. I'm like, I don't know, maybe. And I feel like if you have any bit of doubt, take it off. Put on something else. Because if you're not going to feel comfortable, you shouldn't be walking around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's fine.
You might. You might. But I don't know. I think.
But my, like. My yeah. self-doubt is going to be chewing at me the whole day. And I just have to smile, you know?
Right.
That's another level of confidence. That's like death just right in the back of your ear.
Ooh.
Speaking of fashion and having four eyes, I may or may not blow your mind in 1 second.
Oh, okay.
Damn. What? What? Yo. Like I said, a four-eyed movement.
Is that something you've practiced?
How often have you just, like, just... And it just blends. You wouldn't even know. That's crazy.
I don't
That's
know.
That's different.
I think it Damn. Needs to be workshopped a little.
Yeah. I started wearing these. Years ago, I took a very long bike trip. Yes. So I was riding a bicycle for hours and hours a day. And I knew within the first hour, if I didn't have something to hold these, they would...
They would
fall in front of the bicycle and I would ride over them.
Yeah. Mm. So is that strap a permanent fixture of those or no?
It comes off.
Yeah, it comes off. Yeah. I have to replace them like every couple months because they get sweaty. Mm.
But it's always a responsibility for us. You know?
But I never worry about my glasses falling off.
I've like had the weirdest time I've like lost glasses. I was in Six Flags in Atlanta. And, like, I had a season pass with a friend, and we would play this game where we would try to slap the shit out of each other every time we would, like, hit, like, a descent.
Yeah.
And he got me so easily, and they came right off, and it was, like, slow motion. I caught them. With,
wow.
Like, weird Helen Keller powers just, like, hit me, and I knew exactly where they were at, like, the biggest
You could have said Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
But today was about death. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to follow the theme.
Oh, all right.
That move is so impressive. That move is so impressive. Just the story of it is better than my reveal of my glasses. Just the story. We believed you and we were in awe of you.
I know. I might have been lying.
Wow.
Can I share that I don't think I have very many interesting stories at all?
Mm. Are those real glasses?
These? Yeah, they're real.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, the other day, I told the story about how I went to Prospect Park to see a concert, but it got canceled. That's a memory I have.
Damn. Did you at least see the concert beforehand?
No, they canceled it. It was, like, going to be a concert in Prospect Park.
Damn.
So I took the train there, but it got canceled. Hey,
sheesh.
New York, you know what I mean?
Life in the big city.
Yeah.
Tragic.
What do you got going on?
We're hard hitting up here.
You ever ask someone with glasses like something difficult like that? They just start fogging up. I don't know.
Who is
what,
it?
Let's see.
Okay.
Who is that?
Yeah. Who was that?
It's our friend Brandon.
What's going on, man? You wear glasses? Okay. Well.
Nope.
Let's see. I like teach acting. That's something new. That's
awesome.
You should talk to Ralph about acting stuff.
Too?
Yeah.
It's an experience.
We
had a field trip today. That was my first field trip. It's like some Abbott Elementary type shit.
To where?
Another teacher's doing a fucking show. I was like, oh, wow. He just got all of us to go see a show.
Oh, that's weird.
And I had to take a subway with a bunch of these kids, too. You know?
How was the show?
The show...
Oh, man.
It was good.
Okay.
Man, why the pause?
Yeah.
Why the pause?
It was like a beep, beep, beep. You know what I'm saying? I had to go back to that point. It wasn't my favorite.
I feel like Brad Pitt in Seven. When you pause, I was like, what's in the box?
All right, give it up for Kidane. What's your Instagram? Welcome to New York.
Yeah. Thank you. At Kidane Kalati. That's at KIDANE. KELATI, if you're going to do that.
If you go to Stoner Morning Show, and he's on our flyer. He's on the last post we did. Follow him. Follow Kidane. Thank you so much, man. Yeah.
Here, you can put that on this right there, if it reaches. Yeah.
Will it reach?
That's good. That's fine.
Yeah, I'll pull it back over here on this side. Thank you, Kidane. Yeah.
All right. What do you got?
What do I got? Let's see here. I did have... Okay. I don't know. This is just an idea. Okay.
Okay.
I make music. I write songs. I make beats.
Don't be bashful.
And I do. I make music. I write songs. I make beats. I write.
That's right.
And it's an ordeal. It really... I hate to say it. When I write a song, it feels like I'm trying to pull my own heart through my chest. It's a lot. But then when I don't make a song, when a week goes by and I haven't made a song, I carry an extreme, massive guilt.
Ooh.
That feels like a weight.
Holy shit.
On my body.
I remember the secret to comedy thing I wanted to share.
Yes.
But it relates.
You can interrupt mine.
Well, I mean, what we're discussing. We're talking about the same thing. All right. A few weeks ago, I came here early, and I was watching an improv show that happened before this show.
Every Monday there's improv here.
And yes. I do improv a little bit, and you have as well.
Yes,
you
yes. Know,
we do a lot of comedy things. Something happened on stage, and I had the fucking most brilliant, perfect move to make. I could have. I knew enough people here. I could have ran on stage, said something, and then walked off, and it would have been the perfect thing. And I missed it. And that's why I do comedy. Because sometimes the best jokes are the ones that you missed to say. Or you didn't get to say. Like, I'm chasing that moment that I didn't get to have because I missed an opportunity. It was like someone else's chance on stage. You know what I mean? But I had the perfect idea, and I didn't get to... Yeah, and I didn't get to use it, so it's like, well, I'm going to have to try again when it's my turn, and hopefully I'll have the perfect thing to say at that moment, or the perfect joke at that moment.
What you just said was so beautiful and complete. I feel like I'm in a movie, I don't know how to get out of it.
All right, this is going to blow your mind even more. Anyway, but that's talking about music, too. All right. Everyone here is on a hidden camera prank show right now. I think, I don't know. I don't know if you're fucking with me or someone else is, but I got an email a while ago. It was like, hey, we want you to be on our hidden camera prank show.
Mm.
And there was like some emails back and forth, whatever. They finally said, yeah. There was like, I think I have to sign something. They're like, okay, you're in. And then radio silence. I heard nothing else, okay? And so I went to the website that they had been emailing from info@hiddencamerapranksshow.com, and the website is forwarded to my own website. When you go, the people that were saying that they wanted me to be on a hidden camera prank show, their website, there was a thing on there originally when they were emailing for me, like, coming soon. I'm like, I don't know who these people are. I guess they have money or something. I don't know. Anyway, they, like, hooked me in, scammed me, thought I was, like, I got this job. And then I'm like, I don't hear anything from them. I go to their website, and then it forwards to my website. Like, they fucking pranked me, but without cameras. It was like a weird high-concept prank show. Yes, Anya. No, I mean, I never got it. They said that I was in, and we'll talk more, and then nothing. And now I go to their website, and it forwards to my website? Like, I don't know. Someone's fucking with me. It was an elaborate prank the whole time.
The most bizarre part is not that this happened to you, but that...
Or I'm on one, and this is part of...
It's like, still happening.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you'll never know who's in on it
or not. I might have to be looking for cameras, like... Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, all right. Well, this is a less lethal version of it. It's like a little kind of like annoying, but I don't know. I guess it's like you gotta laugh. Oh, The Secret to Comedy. Oh, I already shared it. Oh, should we have our RJ up?
Yes.
Guest, right?
Everybody, let's
Are
have
you
RJ
ready to
up.
Come on stage. Use that microphone.
Oh, RJ's not going to do. He's just going to come talk
no,
to
no,
us.
No, but he's going
to. Oh, you're going to talk to us. Oh, yeah. I was going to make you just shout in the middle of us.
Yeah. We know RJ from improv and life.
RJ is one of my favorite improvisers in New York City. Yeah. One of the
Thank
best.
You, bro.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's very nice of you. I appreciate that, man.
Yes.
You two are in North Coast.
Yeah.
New York's premier hip hop improv. Comedy show?
Yeah, that's what we like to say. Yeah. Premiere hip-hop improv comedy.
If we say the term hip-hop improv to you, does that mean anything to you?
Freestyling? Does that sound familiar?
I heard a...
Relatable?
Yeah. What is that? What does that mean to
show.
You?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. They're more like Wild Now does like more like short form, like gamey type stuff. We do like more long form. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Right on?
Yeah, they pretend to be in a play, but it's all made up.
Yeah,
that's the right descriptor for it. Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what we always say backstage to get pumped up. We're just like, kid,
I don't know what kind of reaction people are having when you try to describe improv to them. I feel like people who are not in, around the circle of it, which is most people on Earth.
Yes.
I feel like most people, it's like you're describing like a family game night.
Oh, like, well, sometimes when I'm talking about improv with non-improvisers, I use like a lot of baseball metaphors, which is weird because I'm not a baseball fan. I didn't even play it as a kid.
No?
Like, no, like we were kind of active family. Like we were told to do stuff and like, you know, join things. But never baseball, my sister and I. I don't know why.
Are you raised in, here in the United States?
Yeah, Cleveland.
Cleveland, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all of my... I would go to my friend's Little League games.
Yeah.
And then it was just, like, never a question of, like... No one was ever asked, like, do you want... I would see the kids go for ice cream. I was like, this seems fun. I guess, like, never asked or, like, never... It was never brought up. I don't know.
Never considered either play.
No, me or my sister. No, I think she played softball. Anyway, what are you up to?
Have y'all seen, real quick, I wanted to add on to that. Can we talk about BoJack Horseman? Is that a thing?
Yeah, we're allowed.
Okay, cool. So in BoJack Horseman, there's this one episode where one of the main characters like joins an improv team, and BoJack and all the other people in his life are like, improv, that's stupid, that's a cult. And the character's like, no, it's not. It's not a cult. And then he goes to the theater, and they give him like a shirt, and they're all doing like... Zip, zap, zob.
Yeah,
and they're like
follow the leader, follow the follower.
Follow the follower, yeah, and that stuff. And they're like paying money.
These are improv warm ups, the names of exercises. Do we have any? I don't know.
I want to do.
Is this too much?
No. I think. Here's what I thought, RJ. Since you're an improviser,
and
you're not going to do, you're a comedian, but you're not going to do stand up.
Yeah.
I want to somehow prove to this audience. That improv is real. I want someone to have a small conversation with RJ where you know what you're going to say and you try to stump RJ and see if he's going to make up what he says.
All right.
Or if he's going to get stuck.
We need a volunteer to play a game and you know what you're going to say the whole time.
Yeah, you know, you always are sure of what you're going
to
say. Anybody want
to
do it? It doesn't have to be funny.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
go ahead. All right.
Yeah,
so I'm just conversating.
Yeah.
Yeah, come up on. Yeah.
You are sure of what you're going to say, but he's this guy. Let's see what he does.
Yeah, let's see what this wacky motherfucker does.
But you have to come up on stage with the microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Yeah, we'll stand over here.
Okay.
Yeah, just talk about anything. Keep it simple for yourself, whatever you want to talk about.
Sure.
This guy's the one who's on the. On the hook.
Okay, yeah. Most people don't know geography, and they assume Americans don't know about it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they travel, they just, people are like, oh, you know America, right? You know about baseball, and everybody knows about American culture, but nobody, like, Americans don't know about their culture.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's why we have that reputation of being, like, ignorant, you know?
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you find that out when you went over to, like, another country, and you asked them about that?
Yes.
No fucking way. Well, that's true. I mean, I don't really know, like, when this whole stuff in Ukraine was happening, I had to look on a map, like, where is Ukraine? Like, I really don't know anything. You know, I feel like, and maybe, I don't know if you can relate to this, I grew up in, like, a very, like, low-income community, and the schools that I went to were very, like, here's a book, read the page, I'm gonna do my thing, right? The teacher did their own thing, but... I didn't really learn much. And then when I got to college, I actually had to have my friend taking a, like a math test for me because he got better math education than I did, or else I would have been a remedial math, or else I wouldn't have gotten to the college. And yeah. Did you ever experience any of that?
I don't believe that he made this up.
No, yeah, that was...
Hold on. What were we trying to prove again?
I don't really know. That was fantastic. Give it up for these. Give it up for both of them.
That's oh,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go.
I was trying to stump you, RJ, but you're unstumpable.
Man, I thought you were going to ask me to rap for a second. I thought you were going to be
No.
I don't know.
Basketball.
If you want to rap, I'll rap with you, but I will not.
You'll rap with me?
I will.
Wow. What is...
I will never put you...
Ralph just passed a dunk to himself.
No!
He was like,
RJ is a terrific rapper.
If you want to rap, no, I will rap too.
I only... Because I think the people...
I mean, I think it's great. I'll sit down, but I think...
RJ is a wonderful rapper.
I bring it up because it was a funny move. That's all.
Here's what we'll do.
He motion dazzled us.
We'll point at people. They'll tell us their name, okay, and we'll rhyme their name.
Ooh. Okay.
Would you like your name rhyme?
like a boardwalk caricature.
This is one of our. Yes. We love this game.
Okay.
We've done this before. All right.
Cool. You.
Yeah. If you want, you can say. If we point at you and you don't want to, just say no, and we will understand.
I mean, you can give us your alias as well.
Oh yes.
Marcus. Yeah, looking at this boy so light. Yeah, he gonna spark this over here. Looking handsome. Yeah, his name is Marcus. Boom. Rap. Rippity rap.
Wait till I go. No. that's funny. I'll do JD. JD, maybe it's more like crazy. I'm rapping like Jay-Z.
Hey. Yeah! Hip hop improv!
Yeah. Let's do another name.
Okay. You.
Yeah. He is, if you'd like.
Sunny. Wake up on a Sunday, hoppy like a bunny. Just got high with my good friend Sunny.
Oh! What? And you're friends now?
And we're friends. And we got high? And we hop instead of walk? What the fuck? That's weird.
You have a cheat code. You got a game genie. All right. Yes. Kidane just sold you out. He pointed at Christy. Christy.
Hardest name in the book.
Christy. Oh, man. Christy, when it gets misty. Drinking hard cider, I'm gonna get tipsy. Green Bill Bixby.
Fight a gym leader, yeah, your name is Misty.
Ooh.
Oh, they did it.
We did it. Hey.
I couldn't help but notice while I was sitting over there that Ralph wanted to define what improv was after everyone had seen a show that was just like the most sloppiest, laziest, just like people just talking, that like we just showed them what improvised was.
I really like to peel the onion.
Different
layers of the improv. Cool. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Did
you see any crazy stuff in New York ever?
Yeah, you seen some
ever?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Ever. I saw some great. Well, since we talked about death a little bit earlier.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we were at a restaurant that shall not be named up in the Upper West Side.
Yeah.
Now this is going to get sad. Well, we'll recover. So my aunt and my mom are in town, and my aunt's husband passed away due to a stroke. And we were in the restaurant, and literally the booth right behind us, one of the guys had a stroke.
Jeez.
In the booth. Yeah. And my aunt was like facing behind me.
Yeah.
And my aunt was facing him, so she saw the whole thing, and they had to call, you know, to call an ambulance and everything like that. And we moved to like the back part of the restaurant. I think that was the craziest thing recently.
Yeah.
I think that I've seen. I didn't follow up, you know, but I think he survived because he was, you know, still breathing, still responsive and stuff like that. But yeah, that was the craziest thing in regards to death that I saw recently.
How long between your grandfather?
It was my uncle. It was my aunt's husband.
Aunt's husband.
Yeah.
How long between those incidents?
A year and a half.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So not that long, but it really hit her. It really hit her pretty emotionally. But she recovered. She bounced back really fast. She's super strong. Super strong black woman. Mm. You know.
Damn.
She's killing it. Most style. My aunt is stylish too, boy.
Woo!
She beat my aunt. Oh my God! We were in San Francisco,
yeah,
and we got in this Uber. And
now a crazy San Francisco story.
Crazy San Francisco story.
It's taking us all over.
Yeah,
where I lived up to a stereotype. So yeah. The Uber driver. I like my Uber drivers just to like drive us. You know, keep it chill. No need to talk. And he was like hitting on my aunt.
Whoa!
Yeah, in the Uber. And, you know, he was like, he was making jokes that I guess he thought it was funny, and she thought it was funny too. And I was like, oh no. He was like, you're a grandma. He said, he's like, he told my aunt, like, you're a grandma. Isn't that funny? And she's like, oh, stop it, or whatever. And then by the end of the trip.
Some guys just have a way with words.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh, you were a grandma. Yum, yum. And by the end of the, I have my sunglasses on, and so he couldn't see my face. And I ordered the Uber, so he was like, "Hey, man, if this is making you uncomfortable, I'm just joking. I'm just joking around."
Hey, you might have been on a hidden camera prank show.
Oh, shit!
I could have been. Called that the asshole Uber driver flirts with people's aunts or something.
Yeah.
It's really wild that you were the fish out of water there, that he was funny. He's like, you don't like it when you talk like that? Like, he was, I just,
yeah.
I know her or something. I don't know. And you were like,
yeah.
Wow.
And then my girlfriend was with me, and she can read my expressions through my glasses and my mask. Mm. So she could tell I was like, not digging what he was doing, but
yeah.
Also that I was respecting my aunt's right to say if she wanted this
sure.
type of communication or not.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend was trying to like be like, you know, he's don't assume things about him. You know, it's you know, maybe you should concentrate on the road, that type of thing. And then when he dropped this off, I just got out the car and didn't say bye to him or anything. And then I thought about it for a while afterwards. Whether or not I wanted to tip him.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did your aunt have to say about it?
Great question. My aunt was flattered as fuck.
Mm.
Very, very flattered. And my mom was there too, and she was like, "Oh boy, he was like really attracted to you." And mom was like, "Oh, stop it, that old man. I'm not gonna
yeah.
no, that old man." And then so we actually had like a conversation about it, you know, like two millennials and two, I guess they were born like in the 50s, you know, and like the different perspectives on it, the way we were raised. And then my girlfriend's position about how like no one should just like come on to you or, you know, be like, if you don't want that, of course, that shouldn't be present, especially not in that type of environment where you didn't seek it out. But then my aunt was like, well, you know, it makes me feel, you know, in a way, it makes me feel kind of like more confident about myself.
Sure.
And yeah, it's very interesting.
Hmm.
I don't know why this is running through my head, but I feel this is very stupid. Okay. I'm warning you.
All right.
In my head, I feel like the inverse would be I'm in high school and I really worked hard and like managed to like get a girl to go to prom with me that I really liked, and we're going to prom together, and we get in the limo to go to prom, and the limo driver is so handsome. And I'm just like trying to roll the window up.
And he's wearing a suit that matches her dress.
Yes! Just chiseled and handsome and very kind and polite, and I'm, and I just, the whole time I just feel like
nothing inappropriate.
No,
he's just here.
He's trying to help me,
and he's Michael B. Jordan.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
I would just be like, I'm only 17 or 18. I'd be like,
yeah,
stop it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Especially at that age, the insecurities and the control function of teenagers.
Oh my
control
god!
Relationship.
Hey, dating is hard.
Yeah,
it is.
Right.
Rough.
Dating is hard.
What's next?
Where can people find? Yeah. What's
I get.
Oh, you're newly on Instagram.
Yeah, you saw that.
Oh, it's new.
Yeah, I was. Man, I'm like an old man. I got on Instagram like in
you
gotta January.
Catch up.
Yeah,
oh
dude.
My God.
I got on in January. I didn't trust it. I didn't trust social media for a long time. I blamed it on my dad. My dad doesn't have a credit card. Always keeps all his money in like a big fucking wallet in his pocket. And like he has a debit card because he had to get a debit card for his business or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just now starting to. You know, credit's good, but like I'm just starting to like start building up that stuff and getting credit cards and things like that. So I don't trust all that type of shit. So I got on there and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna do this and see what happens. It's fun. I dig it.
What are we talking about again?
Instagram.
Credit.
Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Instagram. Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
RJ Ron dot Williams.
RJ Ron.
RJ Ron dot Williams.
RJ Ron dot Williams.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that. Just go follow North Coast NYC.
Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Baby Wants Candy.
I'll tell you, I think we're similar in a few ways. One is I also, fact checker Anya has been helping me build up my credit.
Yeah.
I don't have credit, but the reason I don't have credit is because when I went to college, my parents gave me a credit card, and I immediately went out and bought $100 pair of pants.
And that fucked your credit up for the rest of your life?
$100?
Man.
They took the credit card away, and I never got another one.
Oh, no. Okay.
And I thought it was for the best.
Okay, I get it now.
For those pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you still have those pants? They still
No, but they were good pants. Banana Republic.
Ooh.
High quality shit.
Well, hey, when you go home tonight or sometime when you have a chance tomorrow, hug somebody close to you and tell them that they have a nice pair of pants on.
There it is.
There it is.
Give it a, I think this is... Oh, we're doing a show Saturday in Manhattan.
Yes. Saturday. Come. There's going to be a lot of weed vendors there and other comedians.
Performers. Yeah. Producers Club. Check us out on Instagram to do that.
Yeah. Follow us during the morning. Follow us. Just do it.
I think that's...
We love you.
Christy's performed there.
Yeah.
It's fun, right?
It's fun.
Okay. There you go.
We're appreciative of you. Thank you. Give it up for RJ.
Give it up for RJ.
Give it up for Kadani.
Yeah, Kadani.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Give it up for Fact Checker Anya.
Right.
And we appreciate you all. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.